Hey, this is Pastor Bill bringing you news and focus. I want you to hear a man speaking for a good America. This is Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, and he's investigating the whole idea, the rationale behind the administration's decision to close Guantanamo Bay prison camp. I told you I'd try to be one of them bringing you good news. All right, here you go.
I want to explore the so-called risk balance between recidivism of released terrorists and the propaganda value that terrorists get from Guantanamo Bay. How many recidivists are there at Guantanamo Bay right now?
I'm not sure I follow the question.
How many detainees at Guantanamo Bay are engaging in terrorism or anti-American excitement?
They're pretty locked down. I don't think
they're detained because they only engage in that kind of recidivism overseas. Now let's look at the propaganda value. How many detainees were at Guantanamo Bay on September 11th, 2001?
Zero.
How many were there in October 2000 when Al-Qaeda bombed the USS Cole?
Zero.
What about 1998 when they bombed their embassies?
The facility was not open before 2002, Senator.
1993 in the first World Trade Center bombing.
Same answer.
1979 when Iran took over our embassy. 1983 when Hezbollah bombed our embassy and our Marine barracks in Lebanon. The answer is zero.
Correct.
Islamic terrorists don't need an excuse to attack the United States. They don't attack us for what they do. They attack us for who we are. It is not a decision. It is a political decision based on a promise the president made on his campaign. To say that it is a security decision based on propaganda value that our enemies get from it is a pretext to justify a political decision. In my opinion, the only problem with Guantanamo Bay is there are too many empty beds and cells there right now. We should be sending more terrorists there for further interrogation to keep this country safe. As far as I'm concerned, every last one of them can rot in hell. But as long as they don't do that, then they can rot in Guantanamo Bay.
Okay, so that was a man speaking out against basically a selfish president that's interested in fulfilling campaign promises more than he is about a real America. And talking about we want to close Guantanamo Bay because it's propaganda for terrorists. And Senator Cotton is making it pretty clear that they didn't need that to do those things to us pre-Guantanamo. Well, so it seems like if we're worried about reasons and propaganda for why radical Islam is such a problem, well, then maybe there's another idea. Listen to Bishop or Pastor E.W. Jackson, African-American pastor making a difference. Listen in.
Mr. President, if you don't want to give terrorists a recruitment tool, instead of closing Guantanamo Bay, frankly, sir, you ought to close your mouth because you just gave them a gigantic propaganda tool. They called us crusaders, and you've just confirmed it. Mr. President, we're not on our high horse. What we are is on high alert. And the American people would like for once to know that you're willing to defend Christianity and defend America instead of defending Islam.
Well, another example of Guantanamo versus real common sense. Is it, which one should we close? Should we close the White House or close Guantanamo? I just wanted you to hear that there are men of stature speaking up and speaking out. We have a real true blue Christian leader, and we have a good old-fashioned American. I think they're good. Both of them are good Americans. I don't know Mr. Tom Cotton, but I would suggest that he probably has a good idea of what American Christianity should look like. And I understand American Christianity has a lot of problems, but imagine the problems that we would be facing if we weren't even able to worship publicly. So here, you have two outstanding, upfront people speaking out, saying, hey, I tell you what you can do if you want to keep from Muslims having fuel in their tank for why they attack Christians or the Western world, then why don't you quit getting up at national prayer breakfasts to tell everyone that Christians are a real problem? Some good comments yesterday from, you know, people, I think a Catholic and a talk show host. I've been reading, you know, feelings little by little, reading some good retorts to the whole idea, and here's what it comes down to. If you got to go back 1,000 years to find a crime that justifies the burning of a Jordanian pilot, I think your point is moot. All right, this is Pastor Bill. Just wanted you to hear some good stuff on this Saturday afternoon. I trust you'll be where you belong tomorrow in the Lord's house. If you're feeling sick, rest up today. Don't go mow the lawn, paint the house, wash the car. Rest up so you're ready and prepared to worship God and hear from heaven tomorrow. Thanks for listening.